Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. O Muslims, do you still have any hope in your Rawabida rulers? Translated. The Jewish entity still carries out its criminality against the people of Gaza, so that dozens of martyrs ascend from them daily. It also still strikes its siege upon Gaza, so its people die of hunger, having become without food, drink, medicine, or shelter, despite some attempts to deliver some aid to them timidly. But hundreds of thousands do not find a morsel with which they can starve off their hunger or silence the hunger of their children, so they have become dying of hunger in front of them and before the eyes of the world, the whole world, without any helper or supporter. We have witnessed many of the peoples of the world move, demanding an end to the war on Gaza and the lifting of the siege from its people, and providing them with food and drink. This produced nothing except more embarrassment for their governments, so some of them demanded timidly the lifting of the siege from the people of Gaza, in that resembling any ordinary helpless human, as if they are not possessors of political decision. As for the lands of the Muslims, speak of their condition and there is no harm, especially the lands labouring Palestine, for their treacherous Rawabida, incompetent, ignorant rulers prevent anything from entering Gaza, despite the longing of the people of those lands for jihad in the path of Allah and helping their brothers and sisters in Gaza. As for the armies of those lands, instead of performing the Sharia duty in fighting the Jewish entity and lifting the suffering from the people of Gaza, some of them stand at the frontiers to prevent the Muslims from crossing them and helping the people of Gaza, as if they are awaiting orders from those Rawabida rulers who have taken upon themselves the protection of the Jewish entity. And the question that continually presents itself in the face of the suffering of the people of Gaza, do the Muslims or their armies still have any remainder of hope in those Rawabida rulers? Are they waiting for in them to be stirred the bravery of Al-Mutassim? The answer is in He subhanahu wa ta'ala's saying,
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم.
Indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is in themselves. Surah Ra'd, verse 11. And the foundation in changing what is in themselves is the systems applied upon them, which are treacherous systems that turn them away from the deen of Allah, cut between them the bonds of Islamic brotherhood, steering them the feelings of nationalism which Allah has forbidden, and make what is occurring in Gaza of killing, destruction, siege and starvation as if it is not occurring in the lands of the Muslims, and as if it is not occurring to their Muslim brothers and sisters. O Muslims and O armies in the Muslim lands, the time has come for you to resolve your issue and take your decision by yourselves away from those Rawabida rulers whom the colonial kafir disbelievers appointed over your necks. For they do not observe towards you any kinship or covenant, nor do they care for tending to your affairs, nor for preserving your interests, nor for supporting you and supporting your brothers and sisters in Gaza or elsewhere. And it has become obligatory upon you to remove them and to give bayah to a khalifa, khalif, who rules you by the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who moves the armies to support the Muslims and restores your glory and dignity to you. And there is before you none except Hizb ut-Tahrir, the pioneering party that does not lie to its people, the owner of your revival project upon the basis of Islam. So give nusra to Allah. He will support you and make firm your foothold. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.